thank you for listening to this sermon from Goodwill Church, located in New York's Hudson Valley. Goodwill Church is on a mission to be a hub of revival in the Northeast and beyond. For more information about our church, please visit goodwillchurch.org. Now, here's the sermon.
All right, we're continuing our series, our year in the Psalms. Today, we're going to be looking at Psalm 116. So if you have your Bibles with you, let's open up to Psalm 116. And if you're able to stand, let me invite you to rise for the reading of God's Word. I love the Lord, for He heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because He turned His ear to me, I will call on Him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish on the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, He saved me. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I trusted in the Lord when I said, I am greatly afflicted. In my alarm, I said, everyone is a liar. What shall I return to the Lord for all His goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all His people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His faithful servants. Truly, I am your servant, Lord. I serve you just as my mother did. You have freed me from my chains. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all His people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, for these precious words, O God. Lord, as we draw our attention to your holy word this morning, Holy Spirit, we ask that you open up our eyes and our hearts and our ears. Speak to us, Jesus Christ. Transform us from the inside out, we pray. Amen. Well, please be seated. So I can't say I've had any near-death experiences, but I do remember a couple in my adulthood. One was during 9/11, and most of you know this, but I worked only a few blocks away from the World Trade Center that day, and there were times where I thought that I was going to see Jesus that day and not my wife. And interestingly, during that time, the scripture verse that played over and over in my head was Isaiah 43:2, that says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. So that text just repeated in my head over and over again. And so that really kept me going. And the other experience I had was during COVID. As a matter of fact, after I preached at the other Beacon location, I was a guest preacher then, I actually had a two-part series. I preached part one, and then the next day I woke up with a fever, and I tested positive for COVID. And this was before the vaccines were available, and really, we didn't know what was going to happen when you had COVID. You know, for some of us, it actually felt like a death sentence. And so I tested positive for COVID, and during, I think at that time, we had to quarantine for 14 days. So I was in the basement. It was during Thanksgiving, but the third or fourth day, I remember I was so sick, I couldn't even just walking to the bathroom was a chore. Like, I had to pray. Every step I took, I had to pray. And I was in so much pain. Isaiah 43:2 did not come to mind at all. And so why am I saying this? Well, Psalm 116, I don't know if you picked up on it, is a psalm that the psalmist wrote after experiencing a near-death experience. So if you ever experienced that and you just don't know how to praise God, Psalm 116 is one of them. And of course, it ends with praise the Lord. Praise the Lord is hallelujah. Here's a script in Hebrew, hallelujah. And so this psalm is a thanksgiving psalm. And so we'll be looking at that today. So if you've ever had an experience like that, I don't know, sometimes you pray that prayer, just Lord, just get me through this and I'll do whatever you want me to do. You know, and sometimes you hear missionaries saying, well, I told God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. And now you've called me to be a missionary. I guess I got to do it, right? So you got to be careful how you pray. Amen? So don't pray like that. Pray Psalm 116. So here we go. It starts by saying, it starts with why. Why? So the psalmist says, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Why does he love the Lord? Why do you love the Lord when you sing that song? Why do you love God? He says, I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard me. A lot of times in relationships, when communications aren't happening, that's because we think communication is exchange of information. Communication is not exchanging information. Communication is hearing from one another. And so, here, the psalmist is loving God because he knows God heard him. God hears you. He heard my cry for mercy, and that's why he loves God. What about you? What's your relationship with God like? Can you say that God hears me? Can you say that God hears my cry for mercy? That's how you develop a relationship with God. It's not just reading God's word. It's not, prayer is not just having a list, a laundry list, and giving it to God every day. That is not prayer. Prayer is just having a relationship. Not only talking to God, but knowing that he heard your voice. And so the psalmist continues, because he turned his ear to me, because he heard me, I will call on him as long as I live. So you see, the relationship that he has is a lifelong relationship. I'm going to call, I'm going to pray, I'm going to call on God as long as I live. Prayer is not one and done. Our relationship with God is not a one and done relationship. It's a relationship that we have as long as we live. Amen? That's our relationship with God. And so the psalmist here is telling us this is why he loves God. It's a testimony. It's a declaration that he loves God. Why? Because he hears my voice. When people ask you, why do you love God? Do you have an answer? If you don't, you could use Psalm 116. Amen? Amen? He hears my voice. He hears my cry for mercy. And because of this, as long as I live, I will call on him. So if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you are called to have an ongoing relationship as long as you live. And then the psalmist continues by remembering. So I said in the opening that he had a near-death experience. We could see that right here in verse 3. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. Do you see how much he suffered? I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. So you see the desperation here in his prayer. He's had a near-death experience. You know, the anguish of the grave coming over him. Overcoming by distress and sorrow. Just waves of just anguish and distress and sorrow coming over. That's the experience the psalmist had. And what is his answer? I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. It's important for us to remember when God delivered us. I shared my COVID experience. I shared my 9/11 experience. You know, these experiences is always a reminder for me that the God of the Bible is true. That he saves, he hears, he loves. And that's just my story. I'm sure all of us have a God story. So this is why it's important for us to write things down. Write down how God has saved you. And remember, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So in the midst of a near-death experience, if you're experiencing that right now, remember the God who delivered is the same God who will deliver. Amen? This is why we need to remember this. Because God never promises that we will have a trouble-free life. We are going to experience pain in our lives. We are going to face death. And what is your response to that? It needs to be, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God who delivered me will deliver me again. And with confidence, you're able to cry out to God, Lord, save me. Right? You don't go to somebody else. You go to God and cry out to him, Lord, save me. No matter what. Amen? Sometimes I confess, I have more trust in Advil and Tylenol than God. I confess, a lot of times I don't even think about God. Like the first thing I'm thinking is like, oh, I need some aspirin. But even that, Lord, save me, should be my response. It should be our response, amen? God, save me. Lord, save me. And then the psalmist, interestingly, focuses on the character of God, the attributes of God. I think I said this before, but when you thank God for something, what do you thank him for? Oftentimes we thank him for certain things he's done in our lives, right? For giving us a gift. Christmas time too, when you give a gift to somebody. Oh, thank you for that gift. Then you know, gifts are nice, but I think it's more meaningful if we think about the character and the attributes of God. Like, why do you thank God? Just like, why do you love God? Why do you thank him? Do you thank him because he got you a new job? That's focusing on the gift. But let's focus on the giver of gifts. Right? And here the psalmist helps us with that. He is gracious. He's full of grace. He gives us what we don't deserve. Our God is gracious. Our God is righteous. And our God is full of compassion. Some would say, some translations would say, our God is merciful. Right? He's full of compassion. He's merciful. He's righteous. He is good. He is gracious. That's why we thank God. So let's not just focus on the gifts, but let's focus on the giver. Amen? That's who our God is. The Lord is gracious. He is righteous. And he's full of compassion. He protects the unwary. Some translations actually says he protects the simple. Commentator Kittner says, that word simple, it's not a compliment. And so he likens to, it's like silly. Right? The Lord protects the silly. The Lord protects the untrained. That's another way to look at it. The Lord protects the gullible. And really what that means is, the Lord protects you and me. That's what really that means. He protects us. And when I was brought low, he saved me. That's who our God is. He saved me. Silly me, simple me, unwary me, gullible me. That's who he saves. And then there's a self-exhortation. Return to your rest, my soul. It's like self-talk. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. Rest. Rest because God answers prayers. You can only rest when you truly trust, when you feel safe, right? So return to rest means trust in God. He is good. Trust in God. He is gracious. Trust in God. He is full of compassion. Trust in God because he loves you. No matter what you're going through right now, rest in God. No matter how much pain you're in, rest in God. No matter how hard life may be, rest in God. Amen? I think that message is for all of us. We need to rest in God. Talking to the fixers. There are fixers here, right? I'm going to fix my way out of this thing. No, rest in God. He is good. He is gracious. He is merciful. He is all powerful. He can do it. Amen? That's another one we should highlight. If you need a self-talk verse, this is it. Return to your rest, my soul, my whole being. For the Lord has been good to you. Go back and play your tapes. Go back and read your journals. Go back and think and go back and reflect on how God answered your prayers. The Lord has been good to you. Go back to the cross. He's been good to you. He died on the cross for you. That's who our God is. Amen? And then he says it again. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death. Okay. So he delivered me from death. I had a near-death experience. He healed me. He delivered me. My eyes from tears. So it's not just saving us when we're about to die. But our tears, our sorrow, the sadness of life. He delivered us from that. He delivered us from feet from stumbling. So he brings stability back into our lives as well. that I may walk. That word walk means to live, that I may live before the Lord in the land of the living. And isn't that where we want to be? Walk before me. That's what God told Abraham. Walk before me. Walk alongside God. Walk trusting in God in the land of the living. Then he said, I trusted in the Lord when I said, I am greatly afflicted. I love that. I trusted in God even when I said, I am greatly afflicted. Trust in God even if your life seems like it's falling apart. Trust in God. Faith, as we know, is not the absence of trouble. But it's trusting in God through our difficulties, through our challenges, through our trouble. Amen? In my alarm, I said, everyone is a liar. So, I have a tendency to trust God, but also I need sometimes help and affirmation from people around me. And I'm learning over and over again, you know, everyone is going to disappoint you sometime. Everyone. And yet, I kind of live in that false hope that there is somebody out there who's not going to disappoint me, who gets me. Doesn't exist. Only God. Amen? Only God. So don't be disappointed by placing your trust in those around you. Trust in God. Amen? Trust in God. So this is what God has done for the psalmist. Verses 1 through 11, or if you want to call 1 through 2, a declaration verse. So then 3 through 11 is the psalmist looking back and saying, this is what God has done. This is how he showed up in my life. And then the rest of the psalm is, now this is what I'm going to do to God. This is what I will do. This is what the psalmist will do because God delivered him. He starts to ask the question, so what shall I do? What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? Isn't that a good question? What shall I do for all the goodness? Another way to ask this question is, how do I show thanks to God? Right? He's done all this for me. What can I return to God? It's a valid question, isn't it? If God has done all these things for me, what should I do? Well, I'll give you a hint. It's worship, right? It's worship. And we're going to see that. It's public worship. Declaration of who God is and worshiping him. I will lift up the cup of salvation. The cup of salvation is a drink offering, often tied to thanksgiving. So I will thank God. The cup of salvation, this is also one of the Hallel Psalms that they sing during the Passover meal. Many believe that the disciples sang Psalm 116 after Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, communion. That cup of salvation representing the blood of Jesus Christ, what Jesus has done. I will lift up the cup of salvation. I will call on the name of the Lord. Calling on the name of the Lord is another way of saying I'm going to worship God. I'm going to call upon him. I'm going to worship God. So if you think of all the goodness of God, our natural response is worship. Call upon his name. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. What does that mean to fulfill his vows? What vows is he talking about? Is it, oh God, you save me and I'll do all this for you? Is that what the psalmist is talking about? Yeah. Fulfilling my vows? It's promises made to God as a follower of God, obeying his word, fulfilling his vows. Being a testimony of who God is in your life, sharing what he is doing in your life. And you do this in the presence of all his people. So it's public worship. It's not private worship. So worship doesn't work in this context, in your living room, watching a great sermon online and watching great praise music being played, or watching a great worship service online at home is not that. It's being in the house of God, proclaiming the goodness of God, thanking God, worshiping God for who he is. Amen? Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. God continues to care for his people, not just through life, but even death. Scholars say this is hinting at the hope of resurrection. Our lives and our deaths are precious to God. John 11:25, Jesus says this, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. Do you see the connection there? And then he declares, truly, I am your servant. I am your servant. I serve you just as my mother did. You have freed me from my chains. I am your servant. I will serve. I will obey. I will follow. You are my master. I'm your servant. I will follow. I will trust. That's how we thank God. And then he continues, I will sacrifice a thank offering to you. Sacrificing a thank offering, what does that look like for us? How can we sacrifice a thank offering to God here at Goodwill Beacon? It's by sacrificing ourselves for God's people. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 12, and this is a familiar verse to many of us, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifice. This is how we do it, to present our bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So this is how we sacrifice. We sacrifice our bodies as living sacrifices. That means it's not just putting money in the offering plate and said, I did my job. No. We live for God and we serve one another. Earlier this morning, Kyle and I were talking about worship and church. And I said, my prayer for every service is that when people leave here, they leave here knowing that they had a connection with God and a connection with one another. Yeah. That we are a community that worships God That's my prayer every Sunday when we gather. That's what I want everyone to experience when they leave here. Not just, oh, had a great time with the church family. It's not just, oh, God and I had a great experience. You know, it's just God's good, but it's both. And how do we do this? Well, we sacrifice our whole bodies to God and to one another. Then that's the only way church works, amen? Right? By trusting in Him, sacrificing. And it's not just the sacrifice of one person here. We all have to do this. And that's how we honor God. That's how we worship God. And that's how we give a thanksgiving offering to Him. Amen? Amen. And when I look around the room, I'm so encouraged because God has just given gifts. We're a collection of gifts here. So what do we do with the gifts and talents that God has given to us? Do we just use it for me and that's it? No. We do it. We use our gifts to worship God, serve God. We use our gifts to serve one another. Amen? The more we give away, the more He gives. So let's give away our talents. Just give it away. It's not for you. It's for God. Amen? Yes. He continues again, I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of His people. So I want to underline in the presence of His people. We're supposed to live this out in community. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, Jerusalem. And the psalm ends with hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful psalm this is. The psalm is a reminder that we love God. Why? Because God hears us. God listens. God is calling us to live a life of prayer. I find it ironic that I'm preaching Psalm 116 and Wednesday night is prayer night. So even if you can't come, if you could just at 7 o'clock, wherever you are, just pray. Pray for the community. Pray for those who need healing. We have a lot. You know, we're such a small church, and just the list keeps growing, I feel like. And this is definitely spiritual. We need to pray against it, amen? Yes. So let's pray. Pray. Find it also ironic that the next day, Thursday, May 1st, is the National Day of Prayer. So you don't have to go to Montgomery. Is that how you say that? Montgomery? You don't have to go to Montgomery. But at 7 o'clock, just pray. Pray for the nation. Amen? It's not about being there, you know. But it's about praying. Praying in community. If you could just pray one another as a family, pray. If you could be there, great. Jose and I would love to see you there. You know, I can just see him going, where are all the Beacon people? You know, here. But it's not about that, but it's about prayer. Amen? So just pray. Pray for the nation. Let's remember how God showed up. Let's remember that our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's remember that our God is gracious, that our God is righteous, and our God is full of compassion, and our God is love, and our God is powerful. He is almighty. He came to our rescue. That's who our God is. And for that, we praise the Lord. And then let's worship God. And let's serve Him. And let's serve His people. And we're able to do this because our Lord Jesus Christ demonstrated what true love is. He died on the cross so that you and I will not have to face the wrath of God. He faced our wrath so that we could joyfully serve him and praise him and be in his presence. Amen? Amen. So if you're able to stand, let me ask you to stand and pray with me as we think about God's love for us. Let's thank him today. Let's worship him. Let's touch his heart. Father in heaven, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you for who you are, not just the gifts that you give us, but we focus on you, Father in heaven, the giver of gifts, the giver of life. Thank you for sending us your Son, our Lord Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for obeying your Father in heaven. You faced death so that we could be rescued from death. So we thank you for that. Father, I pray that everyone here can boldly proclaim that we love you because you hear us. We love you because you answer us. Thank you. Father, thank you for the gift of prayer. And I pray that we will be a people of prayer. Holy Spirit, we thank you for the work that you do in us. We stand before you as your sons and daughters. We stand before you as your servants. And help us to serve you, Jesus. You are our master. And we love serving you. Continue to receive our worship today. In your name we pray. All God's people said, amen. Let's thank our Jesus right now.
Thank you again for listening to today's sermon. For more resources and information about Goodwill Church, visit goodwillchurch.org. God bless.